Hi, this is a dictation for Timothy Stewart, Timothy Stewart. Timothy Stewart, and date of birth is 4/20/1972. Date of accident is 9/24/2022. Date of service of the new patient visit, 10/6/2022. Chief complaint, patient alleges an automobile accident on 9/24/2022 leading to various symptoms that he is alleging. He alleges the accident was chiefly responsible. The patient reports that there is a severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, left leg, left knee, and difficulty in walking and managing the ADLs, along with headaches. History of automobile accident, patient reports on 9/24/2022, there was an accident at 6:30 a.m. when he was traveling as a front seat passenger. His girlfriend was the driver, who is also injured and is undergoing treatment separately. They were traveling on a Lacrosse car, L-A-C-R-O-S-S-E, pickup sedan, and were hit by a pickup truck, Dodge Ram. The accident occurred on I-94 near Cecil Street, C-E-C-I-L Street. The patient reported that he was traveling eastbound on I-94 in a southwest Detroit, and orange barrel were present to take all the traffic towards the left lane due to the construction. And a pickup truck was hitting barrels on the right side, and he was not trying to merge. He possibly was completely intoxicated, and he ran away from the scene after the accident. And because of this, a patient swerved to the right to stop so that she doesn't get hit. But then the person behind them hit in the rear, during this accident, and it was a three-car accident. Their own car is completely total. And the rear trunk is completely collapsed, too much to fix. The impact caused no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, no head injury. And there was neck whiplash due to the snapping of the head and hitting into the headrest. And he braced himself to the right ankle, was painful. Patient reports he was wearing a seatbelt, and the speed of the car was 15 miles. The other vehicle was almost 60 miles an hour. And there was no loss of consciousness. No, it was not a hit and run accident, according to them. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The ambulance came and took them to the Henry Ford Hospital. When he was there for 5 to 6 hours, no X-ray or CT scan were ever done. History of presenting illness, patient reports of severe headaches, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they get better with Advil. They are mostly present behind the left eye, and they are off and on, but no sensitivity to light or noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. No TBI symptoms are reported. In addition, patient has been suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 9, with some radiation to the left buttock, left posterior leg, in a S1, S2 dermatome fashion, and off and on. In addition, patient has a numbness, tingling of the first, second, and third finger on the left side with poor grip. He has a cane, and he is using the cane to walk. He can walk up to half a block without pain, after which there is a severe pain. The pain in the left knee is around 6 to 7. And pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is 9. All of these pains are continuous, and they are described as shooting, sharp, cramping, punishing, aching. The pain is intensity is from 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, bending, driving, and improved by medications. In the patient who has associated muscle weakness, and numbness, tingling, pins and needles of the left posterior thigh and buttock, and first, second, and third finger of the left hand. There is no bladder bowel incontinence. Only X-ray and CT scan was done for this accident when he went to the Henry Ford Hospital, and he went to Dr. Hall, who refused to treatment due to the MRI. And he went to Tri-County Pain Management for 6 months prior to, in a previous accident of 2001. He has had some massage medication and epidural injection at that time. Past medical history is positive for high blood pressure and heart disease, positive for following loss of sensation, back or neck pain injury, weakness, paralysis of the arm and leg in the neurological disease. In psychiatry, it is positive for anxiety and depression, and for musculoskeletal, positive for arthritis. Past surgical history, positive for right ankle fracture in 2015 at Sinai Grace Hospital, and a halo for C5-6 fracture in 1991 in DMC Hospital. Allergies to amoxicillin. Family history is positive for mother is deceased due to the natural causes, father is deceased due to the heart attack, siblings are deceased, one brother, there are two brothers, one of them is deceased due to the murder, other one is okay. The relationship status, patient is single and has two kids, 30-year-old, 24-year-old, and doesn't live with them. Employment status, patient is not working currently. Disability, yes, patient is disabled, and legal action, patient has Kevin Gordon as the attorney representing the issues. Personal history, patient does drink occasionally some beer and cigarette half pack daily, and does not abuse any recreational drugs. Denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thought, anxiety, concentration, self-worth problem. However, he has a mood problem, 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sleep and is affected, 4 hours sleep only, and some depression is reported. In the ADL patient report, the following, he has walking, standing, and running affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Doing yard work is 9, while home chores, doing laundry, and vacuuming is 8. The dressing, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen is affected 7 among the ADLs. Physical examination reveals the following. Blood pressure is 166 over 116. Heart rate is 112. Respiratory rate is 17, temperature 98.1, height is 6 feet, and weight is 175. Pulse ox 100. The patient is a 51-year-old African-American male of an average build, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus or jaundice, clubbing colonicia. Hydration is good, nourishment is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases are identified. No severe anxiety, lethargy is noticed. Patient does have a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, although he has a pain. Rest of the physical examinations from the template, including neurological examination, gait is normal, musculature examination is from the template also. And in the musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from the template, spine tenderness is noticed only in the area of sacroiliac spine, bilaterally, and other than that, no other tenderness notice, and no paravertebral muscle spasm not present, hypertonicity is not present, and range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 55, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 10, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. The Sperling sign is positive. Lerman test is positive. Destruction test was negative. Sotowall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test negative, stamp test is negative, Brodinski test is negative, sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test is negative, and iliac compression test was negative, destruction test is negative. However, the fiber test, Gunston test are positive bilateral, Trendelberg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities, except for the right knee, the left knee, except for the left knee, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. Examination of the left knee is as follows on inspection. No scar or edema effusion is noticed. On palpation, there is no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry, warm or cold is noticed. There is no crepitus grinding noise or popping noise. The collateral ligaments are normal. And The range of motion is normal at 135 degrees. Slight patellar apprehension is noticed. Steinman McMurray sign negative. Posterior drawer, anterior drawer is negative. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. The examination of the left hand and wrist does not reveal any major finding, except clinical sign, talon sign are positive for carpotunnel compression test. My grips are normal, and only first, second, and third finger is involved. Diagnosis. General is 110 for hypertension. V89.2 XXT, R26.89, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. In the upper extremity, right hand M79.641. G56.01. Lower extremities in the knee area, in the left knee, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202, M22.40. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacral iliac spine M46.1. M90.4, F33.5XXN. Treatment plan is from the template. The plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, right knee, the left knee and the right wrist and knee. 3 times per week, group traction, massage, aquatherapy, get training, home exercise, mechanical program are discussed with the patient for home therapy as well. The disability is provided for work, housework, and transportation only. Non-narcotic medications. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Elavil 15 mg at night for GAD disorder, sleep, and pain relief. Flexible 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. Narcotic analgesics, Tylenol codeine number 3, every 12 hour PRN, 30 tablets are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We were able to obtain the records from Henry Ford Hospital, where emergency visit is recorded. And it doesn't describe any X-rays or CT scan that have been done for the patient. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options, none. Non-neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Past medical records are being ordered, released from the hospitals for previous visit. Investigation, no new investigation in order. Plan is to order the conservative treatment for 3 months and see how it goes. If the pains are not relieved and worsening, then we'll intervene. DMEs. The patient is provided with a knee brace, back brace, neck brace, traction device, and hopefully he get better with that. And the education is yes, and disability is already discussed. Follow-up is in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. This is the end of dictation. Thank you.